play the drums, I'll write the lyrics. You bring the soul, I bring the spirit. You got a demo, I wanna hear it. You got the address, I think I'm near it. You're invited, you're invited, you're invited, you're invited. Let's make a baby in the Mercedes. You lost the rubber. Let's make another.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Drowning Fish Podcast. yeah, man, I don't, what is this world coming to, man? We got some real fuckery going on in this world today. And one thing I really wanted to touch on today was just the amount of fuckery going on in the United States. I feel like every day you wake up and it's something new, man. Like today there was a school shooting in Georgia. Unfortunately, things like that do still happen in this current world. It's like, I hate to compare it to a video game, but it's like a video game. And pretty sad, man. It's pretty sad. Every day it feels like a new Grand Theft Auto mission. You know, you wake up, you put your threads on, you get in your car, you go commit some homicide, get home, eat, shower, sleep. Every day is the same, and sometimes you got to switch it up, man. Sometimes you got to switch it up and go on like a heist or some shit, you know? Go on an expedition, a quest, something that's going to send you down a rabbit hole, something that you don't really do every day. One thing I did want to talk about was this fucking pilot, the one that... I think it happened like 2 weeks ago. It was a pilot that took psychedelics. He ate some mushrooms and he wasn't the pilot on this flight, but he was riding like third wheel or whatever. I think he was hitching a flight back to his home state, and in the middle of the flight, or I don't know exactly if it was in the middle of the flight, honestly, it could have been on the tarmac. I don't fucking know. I'm pretty sure it wasn't in the middle of an actual flight, but this motherfucker lunged at the controllers, you know, the dashboard or whatever, on this airplane, and tried to shut off the jet engines. And he said it was all because he was on psychedelic mushrooms like 2 days ago that he ate. And the whole thing's a bullshit made up idea. I mean, it could be true that he ate those psychedelic mushrooms, but there's no way 2 days later that it's going to hit you, man. Like, it doesn't work like that. I think he's full of shit. I watched the interview. He's smiling through the whole thing. He'll like smile every now and then. He's just trying to blame everything on this psychedelic trip, bro. And I'm not falling for it. I don't think anyone should fall for it. I think he should go to prison, man, or jail or something, dude. He needs to be evaluated. Everyone's sad, dude. You're not the only one. Everyone's fucking sad, dog. You don't get to fucking make a weird excuse of the mushrooms you ate 2 days ago made you want to fucking take an airplane down full of people. And that sounds insane, man. And I'm probably being a little bit too harsh on a guy or whatever, but gotta take some accountability, bro. He's pleading not guilty. He obviously did it. Like, you got two other pilots in the cockpit that are saying otherwise, so I don't know, dude. Just some craziness, man. People try to blame their fucking mistakes on exterior motives when at the end of the day it's just your fucking fault, man. It's just your fault. It wasn't the mushrooms, it wasn't the fact that you're balding. Like, we're all sad, dude. We're all fucking trying to trot along this motherfucker, dude. It's not that big of a deal, man. You don't have to fucking kill everybody on the plane. Not a Boeing, at least, you know. I mean, it could have been, if it was a Boeing flight, I'm pretty sure it was. It doesn't sound like a bad idea, you know. It doesn't sound like a bad idea to blame the pilot all the time. Because things do happen, man, when you're driving, when you're operating heavy machinery. You're not, you know, it says do not take, when you take pharmaceuticals or whatever, you know, you take a pill and it says do not operate heavy machinery. Maybe you shouldn't have been on a fucking airplane if you took mushrooms 2 days ago. That's another, like, that's another like, hey man, 2 days ago I tripped out. Maybe it wouldn't be okay if I got on this airplane, or maybe I shouldn't even be in the cockpit. Maybe I should just drive, you know, maybe I don't fucking know, dude, just stay where you're at, man. Don't even move. Just stay where you're at that fucking piece of shit, Motel 8, the one with the blue fucking walls, and it smells like methamphetamines being cooked in the next room. That's the one they stay at, these pilots, man, because, dude, no one wants to be a fucking pilot, man, all right? No one wants to fly these big fucking jumbo jets, dude. You're basically driving or basically flying a big fucking Pepsi can, dude, because, like, the way these things are built, they're not even building them right, man. They're not even building these Boeing planes right, dude. Like, I know a guy that works for a Boeing, and he was telling me that he is kind of like the supervisor of their production team, and they put these things together. Like, he makes sure that the screws are in the panels and whatever. They're 100%. And they just don't give a fuck, man. They're like hitting their fucking carts at work, dude. They're getting high. These guys don't give a fuck, man, what they're putting in this airplane, dude. Like, I got pictures of floor panels in a Boeing jet being held together by gum. I think it was like Trident or something like that, Trident layers. I'm not entirely sure. I think it's because the thickness of the gum really just acts like a glue, kind of like a bonding glue. These flights are basically being held together by fucking chewing bubble gum, and the way that they're building them, dude, like, the jets aren't even fucking airplane jets, I hear, dude. It's like a fucking 96 Honda Accord with a little four-cylinder in that bitch, bro, and that's why they keep fucking falling out of the sky, because they're not even putting jumbo jet airplanes on them, dude. Fucking engines, man. They're fucking putting some BS. Like, this bitch fucking engine probably has like 400,000 miles, dog, and they're putting it in the fucking sky, and they're just riding that bitch, bro. They're riding that motherfucker, dude. You know, but by this point, every airline has had some kind of like mistake happen, and I don't know how I feel about it, man. It's like people used to say, oh, don't ride Spirit, you know, like, some shit will happen. And I'm just like, bro, some shit could happen on any motherfucking flight, dog. Like, this fucking window right here is being held by a fucking piece of bubble gum, dude. Not even a good kind, a zebra kind. The one that fucking you're five chews in, and the bitch has no flavor anymore, man. Like, that's the shit that they're putting on the window seals. And it's just not okay, man. I think that something needs to be done about these airplanes, because at the end of the day, if we don't take care of it, it's just gonna kill it. It's shut up, bitch. Airplane pilot on mushrooms, he is a fucking industry plant, man. He had that weird smile. Something about him really made me not trust a guy. You don't fucking get on air and say, yeah, I made a grave mistake. Dude, you're basically pleading guilty by saying that you made a grave mistake and then going to court and pleading not guilty. I think what he's really pleading not guilty are the charges, because, well, I mean, I don't know, dude. Take some accountability. Take some charges, bro. Go fucking do something else, dog. Get out of an airplane. Don't ever fly again. What else did I want to talk about? I want to talk about these Venezuelans fucking dudes in Colorado, man. They're like fucking loading up and shit, dog. Feels like a real war zone, man. Just motherfuckers dropping out of nowhere and kind of just fucking showing up, dog, really. Just showing up and fucking taking over shit, man. It's like when you're with the homies and you're playing Warzone and you just got to take a fucking building over, it's like you're going to go in there booted and looted, bro. You're not going to go in there fucking looking like a Timmy, dog, like a skinny motherfucker with nothing. Like, you're going to go in there with your best loadout. You're going to go in there. You're going to make sure you got some smokes. You got some nades. And you're going to go in there, you're going to take that bitch over, man. That's what they did. These guys are fucking smart, man. They play Warzone all the time in Venezuela. That's all they do there, man, really. They don't have anything else to do. So they just come here. They come to the United States. They're like, you know what? What do we know? We know Warzone. Let's do it. Let's fucking take over this building. Let's get looted. Let's just take over, dog. You know, whenever you fucking give the youth something like that and they don't do anything else, that's kind of what they do, you know, kind of like the Grand Theft Auto reference I was making earlier. Like, sometimes you grow up on that shit and that's all you know, man. That's all you know is how to hijack old people and fucking take their cars in the middle of the road and how to get away from the police, you know. Now these, I would say, third world countries are playing Warzone because they got really, really great internet, probably better internet than me. They got that Elon Musk Skynet or whatever the fuck it's called, Interstellar. I don't fucking know what it's called, man. But they got that good shit. They got that 7G, 10GX fucking internet service, dog, and it's just like booming. They got the best internet. I got some shitty internet. I don't know what even, I don't even know what I got, dude. Like, it doesn't even have a name. It's just like a little box hooked up to the fucking hooked up to the wall, and it doesn't even, it's not even, it doesn't even turn on. Doesn't even turn on. But these Venezuelans, man, they fucking hijacked a building basically, and they're taking over stuff. I don't know how to feel about that. I mean, obviously that's criminal. Pretty bad, man. Pretty bad stuff going on, dude. I don't fucking know, dude. I'm so stoned. Venezuela, bro. I feel like this is how I really feel about it, man. All right. I feel like the rhetoric of like Mexicans coming here is over. It's not Mexicans, bro. Like, we're getting some grimy motherfuckers. And when I'm telling you grimy, I don't mean dirty. I don't mean their breath stinks. I'm not talking about their, and maybe yes, because you got to still think these are third world countries, man. Like, these are countries that some houses don't have running water. They don't have electricity. Some houses, you know, it's kind of a fucked up, corrupt country. So people are coming here from those countries. And when I'm talking grimy, I'm talking like actual criminals, man, people that know how to do things and get away with it, because they're just, they have to, that's how they survive in that country. And just wait till Brazilians get here, dude. Like, if Brazilians get here, dog, it's over, dog. There's gonna be fucking motherfuckers riding around Toyota Hilux, 1984 Toyota Hilux 4Runner with the back chopped off, with three mounted motherfuckers on that shit, bro. AK-47s just roaming around Washington, D.C. Oh, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time, man. And I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm not trying to spook anybody. Honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing that, dude. They're probably better than police. You know, they, at least you know what you get whenever you see a motherfucker riding around strapped on the back of a Toyota. Because whenever you see a cop, you're like, man, I don't know if this motherfucker's going to kill me or if he's going to give me a fucking traffic ticket, you know? With the other militia, you at least you know they're bad. At least you know that they're going to take care of business when business needs to be taken care of. It'll probably be good for this country. It'll probably get all the corrupt politicians out. Maybe not. I don't know. I feel like whenever new people come somewhere, they try to set their own rules and boundaries and things like that. It's not because they can basically reinvent themselves. They're like, you know, I'm on this new land, man. Like, I can be who I want to be without repercussions. Nobody knows who I am. I can do whatever I want. I can be a hard worker. I can be a piece of shit. I can be lazy. I could fucking make businesses. I could make this country boom again. It's all your choice, man. It's, at the end of the day, it's your choice. But there are some criminals that come to this country and they take over buildings because that's what they do. That's what they do, you know? That's what they do. Whenever Brazilians get here and the fucking Austin, Texas looks like a fucking favela, we're going to know, you know, all those high-rises they're building in fucking Austin, Texas that aren't being sold because the influx of people has, like, stopped and not a lot of people are going to Austin. I mean, a shitload of people went to Austin, dude. Like, don't get me wrong. A fuckload of people went there. But at the same time, like, they overprojected, I think. I think they overprojected with the amount of people that they were going to do. And I only know that because I follow real estate memes and stuff like that. I think memes is a great way to kind of educate yourself nowadays, because there's memes about everything, man. There's memes about movies. There's memes about certain books. There's memes about everything that you might be interested in. There's memes about that. And they make memes about real estate, I have finance memes. I think memes are funny, dude. If I can find humor in them, I'm going to follow the page. And real estate memes really are the best, man. You know, they're some of the high tier, because you think about it, man. You're getting some high tier professionals on Adderall making memes all damn day about real estate. And that's what they do, man. That's what they do, man. They just sit there and they make memes all day. And I think that's pretty fucking cool. If you can make memes all day and make a living, yo, man, that's awesome. That's better than being a fucking doctor nowadays, dude. Like, you can sit at the house and make memes all day, make a buttload of money, fucking get some pizza delivered, and just fucking chill out, bro. Just rock out, you know? And doctors, man, I didn't want to talk about this, but I am going to talk about this because I've talked about it in the past. Getting a sip of my drink, man. Sipping on that scissor. Doctors, I've touched on this in the past, but I think I have to be more, I think I have to be more of an asshole whenever I say it, because I truly mean it. I truly mean when I say general health doctors are a fucking scam and they're the scum of the earth. And some of these doctors, and I'm not talking about the people that save lives. I'm not talking about when you get fucking trapped in a car and your arm needs to get sewed back on. I'm not talking about those guys. I'm talking about the people you go to when you have like a cold or some bullshit, you know. You shouldn't. You should never go to the doctor for general health. Because every time I've been to the doctor, man, and I've like, I have a son now and we go to the doctor, I'm like, dude, nobody, none of these people wearing scrubs are in shape, bro. Like, none of them know. None of them are fucking like, you don't have to fucking have a six pack, dog. Like, you don't, I'm not saying like you can do fucking 30,000 chin ups, dog. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about somebody that isn't massively obese, giving me a fuckload of information about how to take care of myself and how to not get sick or how to overcome an illness. It's all bullshit. I think, I know exactly what it is now. It's just a bunch of people that went to college, got a degree. They're young. They were probably young when they got in this, so they are easily influenced. They get told a whole bunch of information, and it is what it is. You got to play the game, you know. I'm not saying all doctors are bad. I'm pretty sure there's some healthy doctors out there that actually give pretty good advice. But for the most part, man, I feel like a bunch of doctors are just fucking fat, lazy, obese. I can't imagine, I don't think I'll ever go back to the doctor unless it's an actual emergency, man, because I am finished with doctors, man. The way that, this healthcare industry in this world is just really fucking broken. And it's tied in with the industry system, the fucking, insurance industry system. It's all tied in together, man. They're all in bed together. They're all playing. And we're over here just getting fucked. We're over here getting fucked. And I know that it kind of sounds like I'm bitching, and I am, but fuck them, dog. I am never going back to a doctor unless I have an actual emergency. That's just not, I'm not going to do it, dude. I've been fucking fooled, and I fell for it. Because, dude, when you're a nice guy, or whenever you're optimistic, you want to have that optimistic, like, everyone is optimistic, you know. Everyone wants what's best for me, and it's not true. Not everyone wants what's best for you, and that's fucking sad as fuck, man. If somebody doesn't have their best interests at heart, then you got to fucking get them out, man. You got to get them out because they are poison. They're going to poison the well. They're going to poison your system, and that's what doctors do, man. They fucking poison you up. They give you some fucking pharmaceuticals and they load you up on some crock details, some bullshit fucking details, man. And I feel like a lot of things can just be fixed with a lot of, gonna sound corny as shit, but probably some exercise, probably some diet change, and a whole lot of fucking self-reflection and self-accountability. But it is what it is, man. I'm bitching about doctors, man, and I'm over here preaching, dog. I'm like the worst sinner of all time, dude. I'm the worst sinner of all time because I literally have a Vietnam woman in the trunk of my car right now, and I have to get her out after this podcast, because if not, the fucking stench on that is going to be fucking horrendous, man. And I just can't have that again, man. Because last time the police got called, you know, I'm a pretty good talker. Like, I can talk my way out of things. But the fucking police, man, pressing me. But thank God, you know, they didn't have to search my trunk at the time. A Wells Fargo woman employee was on the clock for 96 hours before anyone noticed that she was passed away at her desk. And I don't even know what to think about this, man. Like, how did no one noticed? Nobody in the, like, no manager was like, yo, why is this lady on the clock for 96 hours, man, just running up labor, dog? Like, what are we doing? No one went out on a fucking search, bro. After 24 hours, I'd be concerned. I'd be like, what happened? You didn't even clock out. What's going on, man? Are you still in the building just working? I wonder what went on a fucking search mission for her, bro. After 24 hours, I would have fucking been on a fucking coon hound, nose to the fucking ground, sniffing her out, man. Just trying to sniff her out, dog, out of any cubicle in that bitch, man. Wells Fargo, I know they got some good cubicles in there, but my fucking nose, man, it could pick up a dead woman in any 1,200 square feet radius, man. I'm telling you, you put me in Wells Fargo, you make me a manager there, I'll be able to sniff out those dead bodies easy. 24 hours, maybe 18 hours, I'll be able to sniff them out, man. Because this shit, I wouldn't allow this shit to happen. This would never happen on my watch, man. If I was a manager at that Wells Fargo, I would have caught her as, like, maybe 5 hours into her being dead. I wouldn't have let her go on for 96 hours alone in that cubicle, man. That wouldn't have been me, man. But I would have been pissed, like, if it was 96 hours and then I found her, I'd be like, dude, do we have to pay her for these fucking three days that she was fucking dead? Like, do we actually have to, can we clock her out early? Like, what time did she die? What time did her heart actually give out so that we can clock her out at that time at least, you know? Like, you don't want to fucking, you're stealing fucking money at that time. Like, don't be greedy. You're gone. She was a pillar of the society. She was a gear in the machine, someone who gave it their all for the sake of capitalism. And at the end, she gave her last breath on the clock. You know, I think we should all give our last breath on the clock. I think that if you die at work, that's honorable. That's beautiful. And I think a lot of us, you know, if I get to die at work, that'd be a blessing. That would be an honor. And I would be honored. I would be honored if I died at work, because I think that it'd be an honor, it'd be a real honor. I think everyone should die at work. I think that where you're seen the most, and, you know, I think, you know, they should see you pass away. You know, I don't know. Weird take. That was a weird take. Sounds like heaven, dying at work. All right, I'm not even gonna go. Into that anymore. Dude, if I died at work, I'd want them to find me, like, in the bathroom or something, dude. Like, it's my last shit. I just want to be found somewhere where it's not, like, crazy. I don't want to be found somewhere with, like, next to, like, I don't know, dude. I don't want to be found, like, on a park bench with my fucking pants around my ankles with a bottle of Jergens and some tissues. I don't want to be found like that. I guess to minimize that happening, I gotta stop. But when my last day, I don't know. Maybe I'll be like, you don't know when your last day is. It's when you least expect it to, you know. You, like, wake up, you're like, man, life is great. I got everything I wanted. And then fucking next thing you know, you have leukemia and you're dying in a fucking 6 months because you didn't catch it. That's just life, bro. Let's see. Oh, dude, the other day I was out with the family having family time, and we were thrifting. We went thrifting and it was a fun time. It was a great time. It was a hot day, very extremely hot day. This happened a couple weeks ago, maybe. maybe last week. I don't know. I really don't have track for time anymore. I just let the days pass, really. I slammed my thumb on the fucking car door, dude, and it hurts so bad. I almost started to tear up, dude. I think I did start to tear up a little bit, but I almost, like, I remember watching the door just latch on my finger. It wasn't my finger, it was my thumb. And I just stood there for like a split second and just let out a sigh. I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, Jesus Christ, man. How old are you to do this, man? How fucking old are you? And I really started to punish myself mentally. And then I got angry because I was in pain. But yeah, dude, I'm 26 years old and I'm still fucking slamming my fingers shut door on the fucking door, dude. Like, when am I going to grow up, dude? I'm still slamming my fingers in the door like a fucking toddler. And it's funny, man, because you have to get reminded whenever you're having such a good day. You get reminded by these little things that you're still, you can be taken down easily. You know, a little broken finger would probably put me out for the day. I'd be like, bro, we're having a great day, but I want to go home, man. I just broke my fucking thumb, man. My thumb is literally hanging on by a thread. Can we go home, please? 26 years old, still slamming my fucking fingers in the car door. Fucking idiot, dude. I wrote something stupid, bro, and I really don't know what to think about it. I guess I'll read it out and then talk about what I was thinking. I don't know. A lot of people are built like one-ply toilet paper. Once you go through some shit, you break and tear on the first go. Yeah, man, like one ply, dude, I fucking have had my shares of encounters with really bad toilet paper, man. And every time I wipe my ass with this stuff, I end up like with one finger inside my butthole and you're like, oh no. And then you pull out and it's like, you're like covered in shit now, man, because you decided to use this really bad toilet paper. And maybe I should have doubled, or sometimes I even fucking quadruple fold it. I'll fold it four times and I'll still end up with the same fucking ordeal, man. It's not like this isn't even one ply toilet paper that they're selling anymore, man. It's like not even a ply, dude. It's just paper. It's just fucking toilet at this point. It's just toilet. It's toilet. It's nothing else. It's just toilet. I don't even know how they can market stuff like that, toilet paper, man, because that's like a fucking a real accident waiting to happen. Imagine you have diarrhea, bro, and you got to clean yourself up with that shit, man. You got to clean yourself up. It's going to take the whole fucking roll, man. It's going to take the whole fucking roll to clean yourself up. And I've done that before. I've sat in stores. I've used their whole roll, man, and I don't care. Get some better toilet paper, man. But yeah, a lot of people are built pussy, like, you know, they're built like, can't handle the storm or the fucking wind's too strong and it knocks them down or whatever. They're built like some one-ply toilet paper, man. And I hate to say that, but it's true. You got to be built like me, man. I'm built like a fucking... I'm built like a fucking... A fucking carjack from Harbor Freight, man. Like, yeah, I'll help you out one or two times, bro, but once you fucking put me under that car the third time, jack me up, I'm gonna crush you, dog. I'm gonna fucking crush you with your own car, dude. If you fucking use me, I'm gonna crush you, man. Like, I will kill you. And you know, I could be helpful every now and then, but I might just give up, dog. I might just fucking give up. And it'll be out of nowhere, too, you know, it'd be kind of out of nowhere. Like those fucking floor jacks, those fucking car jacks at Harbor Freight, man. Like, those bitches will go out at any time. Anytime. You have absolutely no idea. I trust Harbor Freight car jacks more than the government. And that's pretty scary to say because the government's really shady and the government will kind of lie to you. They'll give you things that they call medicine, but it's actually poison. They'll misinform you. They'll give you some of the best education, you know. Yeah, dude. I'm going to get off of here, man. I wanted to talk about just some fuckery. Just get on here and say some dumb shit. Let's see what else. Oh. Oh, shit. Hold on. All right. Sometimes I think about whenever I do these episodes, I'm like, man, I don't even have to put this out, dude. Like, I can just sit here and say some dumb shit and just fucking archive it and never put it out ever again. And whenever you start thinking like that, you start to say some really insane things that shouldn't be said, maybe out loud. Maybe you should just like journal them or whatever. But whenever you have that initial thought, right? That, hey, this is whatever. I think art needs to be handled like that. I think art needs to be handled in a sense of you just go in there and you do it. And you don't think about the repercussions, man. You don't think about the repercussions. You just come in and you work. And it can be dangerous when you do that because sometimes some art is not ready for the human eye or the ear or for humans' interaction. Maybe it's just for yourself. Maybe it's just something for you. And maybe this is just something for me, you know? But, yeah, dude, whenever you sit down and you fucking do something, it's nutty. The Drowning Fish podcast will automatically download to the TV screens on airplanes. And I signed a deal with Boeing a couple weeks ago about the podcast being downloaded to, because they have like a movie section on podcast, they have a movie section on airplanes, but now they have a podcast section for the screen, for the infotainment center. You know, whenever you get on an airplane, and you sit and there's a fucking screen in front of you and you're like, can interact with it. You can watch a movie if you want. The Drowning Fish podcast will now be allowed on airplane flights. And I thought that was pretty cool. They get me download on there. I think really what we need to do is have these airplane pilots go through a series of training videos and just listen to the Drowning Fish podcast and really take everything that I say and put it into life, man, because we really need some good, better pilots out there. We need some pilots who are, yeah, you just drank the fucking Hennessy bottle, bro, but like you can still land this bitch, man. I don't care. I don't care what you're on, dude. I'm an equal opportunity employer. I'll hire anybody, dude. Like, I want my airplane pilot to not have arms and legs, man. All right? I don't want my pilot to fucking have, like, I want a dead man behind. I want a fucking dead man flying that plane. I want somebody that's already dead. Put me a dead man in the fucking plane seat and let that motherfucker just fly. What was I talking about before I went off on that stupid tangent? Yeah, the Drowning Fish podcast will automatically be downloaded to the TV screens on airplanes, man. We are growing up in a social, we're growing up with social media. Yeah, we're growing up with social media in the sense that, like if you think about our generation, like if you're in your 20s right now, you think about fuck, dude, I keep fucking up. I'm just going to pour the Zippo. Let me get it real quick. Going to pour some of this lighter fluid all over myself and light myself on fire. Hopefully, this goes well. Oh, God. I'm not going to say that because it would be scary if it happened. But if I lit myself on fire, like my whole body, and then got back on the podcast, That would be pretty insane, right? That'd be like Jackass 2.0. Like if I did that shit, like if I actually lit myself on fire and came back to the mic and was like, yo, we're back. I just lit myself on fire. I just had to stomp myself out. I stopped and rolled and stopped and rolled. And now I'm not on fire anymore, dude. You know, now I'm not on fire. But I'm still on fire on the podcast. That's what's important, man. So that you don't fucking lose the edge. Social media, man. Our generation's weird, dog. Like, we have social media, and we've had social media since like grade school, right? And you'd get on social media, let's say Facebook. You'd get on Facebook back in the day, and you'd post some crazy shit, right? You'd post like, can't wait to go to my best friend's birthday party this weekend or whatever. Like, you're posting pictures of you and your friends. Are you in school? Extracurricular activities or whatever. Some bullshit. And now it's like people are getting divorces. People are having kids. People are dying. People die. Think about the last person that died that you know that you went to school with. Pretty fucking young, right? That could have been you. That could have been you. And you could be the next death. You got to think about that too. You could be the next dude going on fucking Facebook being like, RIP, you know, buddy's dead. It'd be kind of funny at the same time because like all your memories are still there on social media and you're not even there anymore. You know, it's like all your pictures and you left a digital footprint basically is what I'm saying. And I'm leaving a pretty fucking legendary digital footprint, man. Like I have enough data to make Hunter Biden look like a fucking baby, like an infant. Whenever I die, man, my digital footprint is going to be like the carbon footprint. You know, it's going to impact the world. And somebody's going to pick this back up and it's going to be like their Bible to them. You know, someone's going to pick this back up and be like, holy shit. This guy is dead, but some of the things he said was insane. And I don't understand like 95% of it, but that one thing he said is like something I live by now. And then that guy, he goes, has a family, teaches his son that. Hey, you're like, hey, son, I learned this long time ago. Heard it on a podcast. And then that kid grows up, same, you know, he grows up living the same fucking advice. He has a family. He has a son or a daughter, and he teaches them the same thing. And then one of them, they grow up to be a fucking doctor. They grow up to be the president of the United States, dude. And they're like, you know, information, you don't know where it comes from. You have no, the source of information, the ideas that we have, it's all about source, dog. It's all about source. Like, where is the information coming from? You have to do some back digging or whatever. You know, you got to dig a little bit. Can't just take every fucking piece of information and run with it, man. That's what I'm saying. But at the same time, you listen to the Drowning Fish podcast, you're going to get some good goddamn financial advice. And Nancy Pelosi actually has gave me some, I think I just got an email from her a couple hours ago about a list of stocks I should look into. And I really enjoy stocks. I've made $400 million over the last year. I don't live like it. I don't like to talk about it even because it's not that big of a deal, man. It's not that big of a deal. I live modestly. I don't have a, you know, I don't care because I'm worth $400 million. Dude, if I was worth $400 million, I don't even think I'd be on fucking camera. Like, I wouldn't even care to be on camera, I think. I probably wouldn't even have a phone. Probably be on the beach somewhere. I don't even know what I'm fucking thinking, dude. I'd probably be like Andrew Tate or whatever, you know. I'd probably be walking around. Presidential rolly on my fucking wrist. Three of them. Seven tigers and maybe a couple elephants. I like elephants. Maybe a giraffe, a couple llamas for sure. Little things like that, man, like fucking Ferraris, Lamborghinis. I'd have 7G wagons, bro. I would park on my fucking grass like a real Mexican does. I would park my fucking Ferrari in the grass because that's just what I do. And I would fucking pop the hood on that bitch and change the oil on it, dude, because that's just what we do, you know? We just pop the fucking, put some fucking white walls on that bitch, put some Dayton's on that hoe, and just drive that bitch, man. Just drive that motherfucker. Like, put 300,000 miles on a fucking Ferrari type shit and just fucking put a put a roof rack on it, put my bikes up there. Do little things crazy like that, you know? I wouldn't be modest at all. I'd probably be a real fucking asshole. Probably why I don't have fucking $400,000 million, man. Dude, if I had $400,000 million, I would fucking have hitmen. I would have hitmen, and I'm not even lying when I say this. I would have hitmen just take care of the problems that I have currently, and I wouldn't have any problems, you know? I would just tell these people to take care of my problems, and my problems would be gone. I don't know what I, sometimes I like jot some shit down and I forget what I was even thinking about. Maybe I was upset or something. I don't know. But I wrote down, you have to develop a sense of urgency if you want to make any sense of progress in life. And it's true, man. But at the same time, you got to know when to slow down, man. Cause like, you got to know when to slow down, because if not, you'll fucking crash and burn. Like, sometimes you do have to have a sense of urgency, but at the same time, you got to know, like, hey, man, you got to slow down a little bit, bro, because if not, you're going to fucking crash, and you got to look around. Sometimes you got to completely stop and look around, rest, take it easy, and then fucking continue going, like, just keep going, you know? That's what fucking... Even though I don't stop at stoplights and red lights and stuff like that, sometimes you do have to stop and rest, man, because if not, you're going to fucking get caught up, you know? You're going to get caught up and you're going to get fucked up, man. You're going to get fucked up. Developing a sense of urgency, man. I feel like when I was young, it was all about doing things fast and having a sense of urgency, because... Whenever you're young, especially in my household, it was like, we got to get this done. We got to get this done quick. And then you grow up with that same sense of urgency, like do things, do them right, do them quick, but as fast as you can. So you do those things and you don't know when to slow down sometimes, you know, you don't know when to like take a step back and be like, yo, I got to slow down, dog. And I'm just now starting to realize that. Like, sometimes you got to slow down, because if not, it's going to be a fucking, you're going to be missing a lot of shit. You lose a lot. And it's all about balance, really. That's why I'm going to eat this fucking cookie right here that I'm opening this bag up. Initially, Isabel was supposed to come on this podcast, but... because the baby's napping, baby's sleeping, and we were like, wait, what if the baby cries? And then, we just decided not to or whatever, but that would have been a fun episode. I think she should still come on. I'm eating this cookie. Fucking idiot. Anyways, I just rubbed my fucking chin and mustache all over the microphone while I was eating it. Because I was doing some ASMR type stuff. I don't know. This podcast is funny, man. Like, it doesn't even make sense sometimes, but at the same time, it does. And it's just nuts. It's nuts because life is beautiful like that, because you can make it nuts. You can make it whatever you want it to be, man. Your life is your life, you know? You can just chill all day, eat cookies, or, like, do whatever. Just do whatever the fuck you want, man. Mm-hmm. That's what you should do. Do whatever you want. Be you, man. If you're going to be somebody, be you. Well, I don't know what else to talk about, man. I'm pretty sure that was everything for the rest of the week, or forever, actually. I think I don't think I'm ever going to make another podcast ever again. Oh, Donald Trump's been on a fucking podcast run, dude. He's like, he was on a Lex Fridman. He was on Theo Vaughn. He was on a whole lot of fucking different podcasts, and I thought that was pretty cool. I don't know how I feel about politics. I think politics is still, obviously, it's still, and it's going to be like this until something changes, but politics in the United States is, it's a joke. We don't have any leaders. We don't have any people that really want to step up to the plate. And why would you? Why would you step up to the plate, dog? Like, if you didn't make the mess, why are you going to clean it up? You know? Why are you going to clean it up, man? Like, I get it, dude. Sometimes you see, like, current administrations, or you see how the system... Really, man, it's demoralizing, because you see previous administrations, and you see things like that, and you see leaders come and go, and they're not really leaders, man. They're just somebody filling in a role, bro. They're just there, you know. And it is what it is, man, because we've become accustomed to just coming in and doing things kind of half-assed, and things have been half-assed in this country for a long time, I feel like. And it's not even me being like a boomer or anything, man. I'm just talking about like holding people accountable and whatnot. Like, why are we killing Americans? Why are we sacrificing our children? Why are we talking about war when we should be focusing on ending poverty, or ending fucking world hunger, or whatever, dude, or fucking getting something like actually done? I can't imagine that this is how it fucking is, man. Like, I can't even... It's unexplainable, dude, because, like, if I would have had it my way, we wouldn't be having these, like, I would never have thought that this is the world that we're in, but it is, it's like a video game. And it's like when you get on Grand Theft Auto and you turn on the radio and it's like, so-and-so CEO is dead, shot dead in broad daylight in San Francisco, like, yeah, dude, that really fucking happens, man. Like, people get gunned down in broad daylight in the United States of America and get away with it. Billionaires come up missing in the middle of the ocean and no one knows a fucking thing. Like, things happen, man. Things happen, dude. And no one cares. No one cares because they're fucking dying, dog. They're fucking dying. They can't even buy fucking groceries. Why the fuck do they care? Your everyday American is fucking suffering in this country, so why the fuck do they even care? So that's what it is, man. Like, they got it good. They got us good. And, I mean, we're better off than, like, shitty countries, because obviously people are coming into this country for a better life. But that's why they're coming here, dog, is for a better life, because this is America, and you can come here for a better life. You can. You can build a better life. You can build literally do whatever you want in this country. Like, seriously, you could do whatever you want and probably get away with it. And that's the beauty of this country, is that you can come here, you can do things, and you can get away with it. Or you can get away with it, or maybe not get away with it, but have a damn good explanation and some people back you up. Because we're just a big fucking country with so many people. We're like a melting pot, dude. We're a melting pot. and it's a bunch of information, and it's a bunch of cultures, it's a bunch of fucking people with different backgrounds and personalities, and too many opinions out there just clashing together, and nothing's getting done. Nothing. And that's just the way it is, man. I think the more voices, you know, maybe I'm to blame. Maybe I'm a part of the gear. You know, maybe the more voices out there, the more distraction. You know, I think it's just distraction. Everything's a distraction if you let it. You know, everything's a distraction. Like, work can be a distraction. Going to the gym can be a distraction. Taking care of, like, washing your car can be a distraction. Like, dude, I'm sure there's people out there that go out and wash their car for several hours every week just to get away, just to, like, have some alone time or whatever, you know? I'm pretty sure there's some people out there that's like, oh, I'm going to go do this. I'll be back in a couple hours. Like, dude, that's like a 20-minute mission, dude. Like, what are you doing? It's like Grand Theft Auto, dog. It's when you're going on a mission and you go and you do it and you take your sweet fucking time or whatever. Because you can, dude. You can stroll around and fucking shoot people. You can do what you want and then go about your day, man. Just go about your fucking day. I hope nobody listening to this actually shoots somebody, man. I'd be so fucking upset, dude. If that's what you got out of this, is you can go out and shoot people, because you can't. I mean, you can. Don't get me wrong. You absolutely can. But you shouldn't, because it's still bad to shoot somebody. I mean, just depends what they did and who they are and stuff like that, you know. I wouldn't say, like, your fucking high school bully, or you should shoot up your fucking high school or whatever, dude. Like, that's fucking cuck talk. You shouldn't do that, man, because that's just weird, man. Like, that's just fucking weird. If you fucking... Listen, bro, there's, like... people you should get rid of is, like, corruption, you know, and whatever the fuck that may mean to you. Maybe I shouldn't be giving advice. Maybe I should just shut the fuck up before I get myself in trouble. But maybe you should do it, dude. Maybe you should just fucking get out there and make some fucking chaos, dude, and some destruction, and be a distraction, and just be a fucking a critic, and be a villain. Because why not, dude? Because there's fucking 300 plus million of us. And there's just so many opportunities. If you're in the United States, dog, you're so blessed, by the way. You're so fucking blessed that you're here in the United States with our stupid fucking first world problems, dog. We're blessed, man. We really are. And I don't know how I got here, what kind of money glitch I had in the past life. I must have had some fucking 10 billion V-Bucks or some bullshit, dog. Like, I must have did real good in the last mission that they gave me, like, a bonus add-on, dog. Like, maybe, like, all right, you don't get good credit, but we land you in the fucking deep south United States. Figure it the fuck out, man. Figure it out. And you get there, and you're trying to figure it out. You got to learn a new language. You got to go to school to where no one looks like you. You got to make it. You just keep climbing the fucking ladder, dude. Just keep climbing and climbing and climbing. And one day, you're sitting behind a big fucking desk with your feet on the fucking desk, and you're smoking a cigar, and you're sitting in a boardroom full of BlackRock founders and executives. And you're the shot caller. That's my dream, man. That's my dream. I just want to be BlackRock CEO. I don't care about anything else, dude. You make me BlackRock CEO, it'll be bad, dude. It'll be fucking horrible, man, for this country, actually. I think I would make some real... I think my true passions in this world would not allow me to ever become a millionaire, because I would be a fucking asshole. I would take advantage of the money, and I would take advantage of opportunities, and I would try to get away from things, you know. I would try to fucking do something and try to get away with it, because it's just the person that I am. I want power, and I want it, and I want to be like the president of the United States or something, and just fly over people's houses real low. just fly over their houses real low at like 4 a.m. Just fucking zoning through their goddamn HOA fucking houses and land my presidential chopper in front of the parking lot where I'm currently employed and just get out like a big fucking boss and walk in there and just fucking own the place. Like, this is mine now. I want to conquer something, you know? I want to fucking... what's wrong with that, dude? That's what they did back in the day, you know? Like, leaders would wake up or whatever, the fucking Roman emperors or some fucking weird shit, dude. Like, Genghis Khan, you know? Los Conquistadores, you know? People like that, bro. Like, people that were fucking warriors and shit. They'd go in there and they're like, this is mine now. And that's just something that humans have, I think. That's just something that humans were kind of like monkeys a little bit, you know? This is like the Venezuelan gangs taking up high rises in fucking Colorado or whatever, you know? This is the same boat that they're in, man. Maybe they just feel like chimps and they feel like they have to take over. Because we do have to take over. The Drowning Fish podcast listeners, listen, if you're listening to this, man, you got to take over, dude. Whatever you're doing, take over. You got to fucking do better than what you're doing. Because if not, you're letting yourself down. You're letting everybody around down. And you're a fucking loser if you don't fucking go hard. All right, I'm going to get out of here, dude. I'm pretty tired. And this podcast is longer than what I expected, so... I don't know what the outro music should be. Maybe some crazy stuff. What is this? I'm not going to play this. Is this a fucking advertisement? Man, this is some real fucking faggot shit right here, bro. But whatever. I'm gonna let it ride out. Have a good night, everybody. Thank you.